Welcome to Iconic Seasons, where we relive the glory of college basketball's greatest moments. Immerse yourself in the most legendary college basketball seasons with Iconic Seasons, the podcast that transports you back to courtside. You can hear firsthand accounts from players, coaches, and journalists as they relive the excitement, drama, and iconic moments that define these unforgettable seasons. We use captivating interviews, authentic game audio, and immersive storytelling to bring history to life. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the magic of college basketball, Iconic Seasons is your ticket to courtside glory. In this week's bonus episode, we explore a healthy dose of our off-court passion with a discussion on health and recovery. If you haven't listened to season one yet, dive into a treasure trove of basketball memories. If you're already hooked, explore our extensive back catalog and join us on this and future journeys through the most iconic seasons ever played.
So before Robert gets here and we try out the sauna and some of these other health things, I wanted to talk to you about something else that I've tried recently. Everyone who knows me knows how much I love coffee, but they also know what my days are like. So stopping and brewing coffee, not always the easiest thing. I used to try like 5-hour energy, but it would always give me this buzzy feeling or a little bit of anxiety. So I've been trying this thing called Magic Mind, and I've got a discount code for it. That I'll repeat here in just a minute. But what I like about it, of course, is like the 5-hour energy, you can take it anywhere at any moment. And it gives me a simple boost and some energy and some focus. And they have some different blends. And I think it really actually improves my coffee because I just enjoy the ritual of the coffee. And this can be something that I need in a moment and then doesn't give me that anxiety like some of the other energy drinks do, but with the same feeling of focus that I can get sometimes from those things. I've also been on this health kick, and it's got some ingredients in it like matcha, ashwagandha, lion's mane, mushroom, so natural ingredients. One of the best pieces of advice I got about foods lately is if they come with a label or you can see a label on them, that means they've got processed foods in them. And so you should be cautious and actually look at the label, because things like leafy greens, they don't have a label on them because they're natural. So all the natural ingredients in this, I really appreciate. There are a lot of people that have been trying it out too, from people like Joe Rogan to the Kardashians, which, you know, you may or may not love them, but they do get access to things that are helpful. And I think they're really interested in health and fitness aspects. Some of the best surfers in the world try it as well. And it's also one of the few companies that give 100% money back guarantee. So I do like that in some of these products that are new or that you may have never tried, that you get your money back. No questions asked, no risk. So if you don't like it, then get a refund on it. But it's worth trying out, especially if you're looking for an alternative to those energy drinks. If any of this has you interested, you can get 56% off a subscription and 20% off one time. So you go to magicmind.com/199 and use that code 199, N-I-N-E. So that's the number 19 and the word N-I-N-E. And I will put that, of course, in the link and the description for this episode. And I hope you guys try it out. I'd love to hear if people enjoy it. And we'll talk about it a little more after I have Robert try that as well. Time we were on, we were doing ice baths, and of course the we've had the Iconic season run now. Did you listen to any of them after the fact?
Dude, I've been so busy. I have not listened to any.
We've got some questions, so I may have to make you do listener questions. One, it was pretty funny, some of the questions that we got, and I think people I think it's mostly Indiana fans that have been listening, but I did get one guy from Providence that was really into it and then sent it to a bunch of people. So the Providence episode actually had a ton of people listen to it. And then the Providence Final Four game, oddly enough, even though they lost, had a lot of people listen to it. But of course the Hillman one was the most, that got pretty, It's kind of surprising. Like,
how he's a good listener.
He is. He's a great storyteller. Yeah, he is. He's authentic about it. Kind of says what's on his mind, too. So,
definitely. He doesn't hold back either.
So you're over here today. What are we doing? I can explain the hazards, potentially, of what you're about to experience, too.
Well, that's what happens when you get your DIY project.
Yeah, so we've got
sauna. Sauna's just getting one.
Oh, we'll have a promo code for this too. I actually have a promo code for Sweat Tent, the official brand. So if you don't want to DIY it, you can use the kind of name brand in this right now, Sweat Tent. So it's basically a sauna with a camping stove. And of course, we've been into the ice baths for a while. And you know, if the any ice bath companies, I'm sure you'd try them out.
Oh, 100%.
We had the Edge Theory Labs founder on, and it's funny because after we talked to him, he connected with JDS Sports. Owner of JDS heard him on our podcast. So,
well, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it was like,
he listened to our podcast.
That's right. Yeah, so you kind of like connected on a couple different wavelengths, but that was super cool to hear about. But yeah, I'd love to try out an Edge tub, but you've been doing that. And the sauna thing is kind of the parallel of the cold, right?
Yeah.
Super hot. How'd you find out about it? Like, did you see
No, that was just from you. I mean, I've heard benefits before, but I just haven't really researched them very much, to be honest. But now this cold plunge has went so good.
Yeah.
In my mind, it has. I feel like it's got great advantages. And, I mean, now my wife does it. Even my kids do it when they're hurt.
That's
which
crazy.
Is pretty crazy, but it I guess crazy. Kids do what their parents do.
They do.
So,
and you find that they're enjoying it too?
Yeah, like my daughter, when she gets hurt, she'll use it, like she'll get up in the morning and go in it for 15 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, and she's perfectly happy. She'll put something on, watch it, and sit in the tub, which is crazy because as a kid, I probably would not have been that brave, but I guess... You know, if you watch it, but nobody else was doing it though. So
if your parents don't eat vegetables, you're not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do, you're like, oh yeah, vegetables, they're great.
But it has even my wife said the other day, she said she hadn't done it for a couple of days, and then she worked out and she was sore, and then she got in it, and then she felt better the next day. She's like, yeah, I just got to do that every day.
Yeah.
It just makes such a big difference.
It does.
On
it's like a mental,
and everything
mental
else.
Thing too, just like the habit of it, it just kind of gets me in like a good space. I usually like stretch afterwards too to warm up a little bit.
Yep.
And just kind of that act probably is good for mental health because you usually for me like doing like a little yoga is sort of like meditating. I don't really like to just sit and meditate, but if I'm stretching and it's kind of like quiet, gives me 10 minutes where I'm not looking at anything or scrolling through social media or anything.
I think for her probably, if she was gonna say it, that's we're about pretty crazy with the kids' lifestyle. We have no time to ourselves. So, like, she gets that 10 to 15 minutes, or she'll put something on her phone and watch it, but, like, nobody bothers her. So, it is, like, a peaceful thing to her. Like, she just gets in there. Yeah. And it is a challenge, right? Like, even though I've been doing it now for what? I want to say what? We've done it for
probably a year almost
yeah,
now.
Yeah, for a while. We've been doing it for a while. Like, even every once in a while, it's still a challenge. Like, you're like, do I really want to get in today?
I never want to. I really still, like, if somebody asks, is it getting easier? Like, I absolutely hate getting like, it's, I think the amount of time that I find it miserable is less. So I'm not, because I know that the sort of terrible feeling getting in or the shock factor getting in goes away pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not... It's like the whatever dread kicks up when you initially get in, the high of that isn't quite as much. So I hate it, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, this is never going to go away. I know it does go away in a little bit. And then it feels pretty good. And I move around a little bit and I'm kind of, it's still very cold, but it's not shocking cold. And I know it's probably doing something good for me.
I mean, that comes to the mental thing, right? That they always preach about, that it helps with your mental health too, because you're forcing yourself to do something that you really don't want to do, but showing that you can do it. And that goes with hand-to-hand with working out. When working out gets hard, you know, like you're like, do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess for me, like, I've been listening to a lot of people. I guess the guy that really stuck to me lately was like, it isn't the first or second thing or reason why you're doing it. It's like the fourth or fifth. Like you keep asking, well, why are you doing that? Like you say, I want to be in better shape. Why? Yeah. Right?
Yeah, why do
because
I want
to be able to, I want to be able to move around better. But why do you want to be able to? And it's like,
right. Yeah,
because
exactly.
I like for you, it'd probably be like, I like walking my dogs.
Yeah.
Or going walks with my wife. Like for me, it's more like, okay, I want to be in better shape so I feel better about myself. But really the underlying list, if I keep going, is because that I want to be able to do stuff with my kids and not be tired, right? So like if that means I need to get in the cold plunge so I can recover, so I can work out, you know, then that lasts longer so I can do stuff with my kids, and that's my real reason why. So when I don't want to get in the tub, like my arm's been hurting again, I'm like, okay, put your arm under. I know it's cold. Let's just suck it up. Put it under, because my body, I always like sit down, at least my chest.
Yeah.
And then like, it's usually optional if I want to do my arms or not, right? Because the chest really isn't that bad. The arms is like, for me, is like the next level. So like, I'm like, this morning I was like, all right, you're going to work out. Like, just put your arms under. It's not that bad. It's going to be 2 minutes.
That's funny. You've already done,
and I just forced myself to do it. And then, you know, I felt better when I was working out.
Yeah.
It's just getting over that mental hurdle.
That's funny. Yeah. So I won't be putting my hand under for a while.
I would say not.
So the part of the sweat tent, of course, is wood. And so I'll tell you the story, because it hurts like a bleepity bleep right now. I thought, I don't want an axe because I'm not the most handy person in the world. You know, with the YouTube video, I could get by. But I didn't want to be swinging an axe because I was worried about it. So I get this thing. It's like a upside down blade, basically. And you put the wood on there and you get a little sledgehammer and just knock the wood and it splits it. But
almost like a chisel.
Yes. But it wasn't sitting on there right. So for some reason, I tried to balance the piece of wood on top of the blade. And of course, you know, classic missed the.
So you hit your hand with the sledge.
Yeah. So I hit the tip of my thumb with the sledgehammer. So I will say that is going to hurt. So
that was not a good decision.
Not a good decision.
Not a good decision.
Yep. So we'll see how long. Thankfully, wife has that nursing degree, came in handy, kept me from having a panic attack because I thought I broke it at first.
Well, to be honest though, if it's not bleeding, it probably would be good for it to go in.
Oh, it was bleeding. Yeah, it was bleeding good.
Yeah.
So that's why it's wrapped up in gauze and several layers of tapes.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a hazard.
But I bet you next time you won't try it.
No, I definitely have learned my lesson there. That's great. And the sauna has been, I've gone, this will be third time in there. It's great. I don't know how hot it will be now, so we'll see. I've had it as hot as 180 degrees. I've done it twice now at 140 degrees, which is pretty freaking hot. Like I will say it's hot. Like if you sit in there for 15 minutes, like you're just going to sweat your ass off in there.
Yeah.
And so with the same idea with the sauna as with the cold bath is like it ramps up your sort of response to not anxiety, but just kind of, tells your body that it's in danger because it's so hot. And so that triggers like a bunch of things in your body to protect itself. And so then since you're not actually in danger, when you get out after a reasonable amount of time, it has some of the same benefits as the cold plunge. And it has the added benefit of potentially giving you some cardiovascular health because your heart rate goes up in there. So it's basically like doing a workout without moving. So it's nice on rest days because you obviously don't want to run every day, but if you sit in there and your heart rate is at, you know, low jogging speed for 30 minutes, it's basically the same as getting a workout for your heart anyways, obviously, and then your muscles can rest too. So it's a nice thing for cardio, and we'll have to see what you think. I think there are some I'll be curious what you think about the thing. If there's some issues with it, stove gets super hot in there. So like you're going to have to maybe angle the towel, you know, depending on how hot
protect
the stove
is. Protect your
hair
from your...
I've got the sauna hat for you. So I got an extra one.
Oh, put a sauna hat on.
Wool.
Does that make it hotter?
Well, it actually protects, you would think that, but it keeps the sweat from evaporating so quickly and kind of holds the sweat in your head, you know, near your head, which cools you off actually. So it actually works kind of the reverse of that. And you know, then there's like a little, you know, you'll notice like a little smoky smell in there, which I don't, I can't tell. it doesn't really bother me, but I do, like, you know, I guess I didn't anticipate that, you know, where you think, like, I've mostly been in electric saunas.
Well, like a fireplace, basically. Exactly. You're going to have, like, even in the house.
You're going to have some.
The smoke's going out, but exactly. you're still going to smell the
exactly.
wood burning.
Yeah, yeah. So that's been, like, a wonder of mine. Like, is there anything in the air? I don't know. You know, so you'll have to be the judge. It's been fine so far, but something to kind of check out to see how
this
much you like it.
This is going to be a test for me, because I want to see how it goes, because I told the wife already that I'm probably going to buy one.
Yeah, yeah.
To put in my house.
If you get the infrared one, so I could try that.
Like, obviously, I'm not going to get the super expensive ones, but they have some that get to about 120.
Yeah.
And I'll have to do more research, but I'm pretty sure they said if you use it 4 or 5 times a week, that reduces your heart from having heart problems like 40% or something.
It's something crazy.
There's a lot of good things to it, and that's why I mean, it helps you get out some toxins and stuff like that. You sweat it out. I guess I'm going to have to do some research on how to replenish your body, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Here, check this out. Speaking of things you're going to try out, we've got some I've got a hydrogen water for you that you have to try out.
Oh, look at this.
You
got
to try
out. Oh, it's cold.
This is a H-Factor, so H-Factor, come at me if you want to get the founder of H-Factor on. We've jokingly said when we were playing basketball, this is a way for the water companies to charge even more for water. I got oxygenated water too. You could try that well if you want to. But they put hydrogen in there. Their hydrogen water, there's definitely some studies with bicyclists that it helps with recovery. The funny thing is about the study is they didn't find as much benefit for non-elite cyclists, so it may be that you have to train at a certain level for it to really matter.
You have to push your body so hard that it needs it.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, but I was like, I'm at the point where this is part of like a hobby for me. Whether it keeps a habit for me is different, but as far as like trying things out, it's kind of fun to just experiment, especially with like healthy things that are healthy for you. Can't see it as something that's bad.
No, I mean, obviously I'm in the same mode since I started fasting also. So I mean, I'm curious how this is. See, I'm gonna start my 72-hour fast after this. I'm gonna go eat,
okay,
and then I'm gonna start my 72-hour fast again for this weekend. I plan on doing it for the whole month.
All right.
It's going 3 72s on the are going 72-hour every weekend. I'm not gonna eat.
All right.
But last weekend I felt good, and I've noticed that I've added. I mean, I ate a huge bowl of fruit first because it's supposed to help with your whole system.
If you eat it first, flush it out a little bit.
Well, no, the nutrition and stuff in it is supposed to really like
vitamin wise.
Yeah, heal it and stuff. If you eat it first after a fast, because then your body absorbs it better. So I've been trying that, and I've noticed like as the week's gone, like I mean, my fruit is getting bigger and bigger, but yet, like. My body is reacting better and better to it. So I'm always about trying anything new.
Goes without
test
saying.
Test and try and see what goes. I mean, we're not getting any younger.
No. Goes without saying, consult your doctor if you want to try any of this stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I tell my doctor about all this stuff. He doesn't think I'm completely crazy, so healthy. I definitely would, you know, I'd watch. Besides, he may be upset at me if he has to see me over my thumb now.
He'd probably say, you probably should have thought about that a little bit harder before you just started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, I'm going to turn this off. We'll turn it on for a minute afterwards and get your thoughts on
it.
Okay. All right. So we just got out. It was only 102 degrees, right?
Yeah. Absolutely not. I think your investment on a thing.
So invest when you buy your bench, make sure you get a thermometer that reads the actual temperature.
Yes, I believe so, my friend.
I went and got the coffee milk probe, and then got the real temperature in there, and it was like 160, 170.
I want to say, though, that I still believe that at the peak of the first one,
it might have been hotter. Yeah.
I still think it was hotter.
Yeah.
I bet you it had to be like...
Okay, so feeling when you got out the first time after 30, we did 30 minutes. I wanted out too, like five minutes to go. I was like, I'm out of here.
Let's recap, but it wasn't 30 minutes because we spent probably a good 20 minutes in there at who knows what temperature because Mr. Meyer.
So it turns out again, besides smashing my finger, I have no idea how to work fires either. So you got to keep the flue basically at the bottom?
Give it air.
The vent at the bottom?
He closed the vent. Closed the vent
unintentionally. So the vent's out. So we turned the vent on. Then it started really going.
Yeah. So we probably we were in there for 50 minutes. But like the last 30 obviously was warmer.
Yeah.
I'd say the first feeling of getting out, first of all, it was snowing.
Yeah. Super cool.
So it was cool. I felt pretty good coming out. Like it made me want to go back in. So
I tried to look at my phone and my face was steaming so bad that I couldn't see my phone.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Yeah.
I would say the first take for me would probably be getting back in. It wasn't nearly as bad, I didn't think. But we also didn't stay in for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we did 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back in. And then we went nice though.
And you don't have to do the full time to get the benefits of it either. Like I think the science is like basically an hour a week you can get most of the benefits. So it's sort of like a cold plunge. Like you don't have to stay in a cold plunge for 20 minutes and go swimming in the Arctic. You can do 50 degrees, 5, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, and you're good. At least you get most of the benefits, you know?
Yeah, it's probably just how much time you have.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because really like, I mean, we just spent.
What, it's way more fun to socialize in there.
Yeah, hour and 20 minutes, and we just talked, and it didn't even feel like that was that much time.
That's the cool part about a sauna is like this cold plunge, not super social activity. Yeah. I guess if you went to like a cold plunge studio and there was like, you know, a couple of them side by side, you know, that'd be kind of cool.
Maybe if you went to a cold plunge and you didn't put your arms in like they do with like Kevin Hart where they just sit there, then you could probably have a conversation.
30 minutes or something.
And you're kind of just chilling and talking. But a normal cold plunge, you really just don't. I just want to go somewhere else and not be thinking about anything.
Yeah. So, cold plunge though, you convinced me to do a cold plunge afterwards too. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like I thought it would be colder for sure. Instead, it just felt like a cold pool.
Yeah.
Like compared to normal. That's what it felt like to me.
Exactly.
It felt like I was getting in the pool during the summertime. I'm hot and I'm just getting in the water and like it's cold, but it's not like not overwhelming.
Freezing. Yeah. Agreed. All right, man. You're going to do it again?
For sure.
All right. Hydrogen water. Come sponsor our next sauna session, right?
Yep, we'll see how it works.
We'll have you try the NanoFit oxygen infused water too, see what you think of that.
All right. I'm up for anything.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Iconic Seasons. If you haven't already done so, head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating and review. Till next time.